Denver's home for today's comedy, Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. Excited to get this man back in studio. A great friend of the station. Always makes time for us. And he's done a lot in his career. He's been robbed at the World Cup. He's scared John Stamos. He's been chastised by Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
And damn it, he's the biggest little Broncos fan you will ever find. And so he picked an awesome week to be here in Colorado.
Yeah.
We have Brad Williams.
Yeah, it's a party week this week.
Welcome back, Brad.
Yeah, now as the Broncos are in the Super Bowl, so it's a party week.
It is.
I watched the AFC Championship game on a boat.
You were on a cruise.
Yeah, I was doing the Legends of Rock cruise, which means, people say that being a comedian isn't that glamorous, but you got to do the Legends of Rock cruise. I had unlimited access to all the 55-plus tail that I could get. Like, I don't know if you guys have been to a Steppenwolf concert.
Okay.
It's fantastic, and the women put out. That's all I'm going to say.
Like, well, if you're not going to be at the AFC Championship game, you might as well be on the Legends of Rock tour cruise bucks or whatever. We got Brett. Yeah, man, the Broncos win the Super Bowl, and, you know, if anybody doesn't know, you are a huge Broncos
fan.
Yeah,
lifelong dad went to Stanford with Elway, and that's why we started becoming Broncos fans. And, I went to the game this year that was the Cincinnati game, Monday night game, when it was 5 degrees before wind chill.
Yeah.
It was like negative 10 with wind chill. And I'm from Southern California. I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother animal, man. You're like, I was just sitting there like shivering. Like, and I think I coined the term dwarfsicle. Because that's what I was that day. And if you don't know, I am a little person, the midget, dwarf, whatever. So I'm not just saying that.
You're just not saying dwarf sickle for no reason.
Yeah. There is a reference to my actual body type. And here's the other thing. So I flew here yesterday to do shows, and I encountered something that I'd only heard about.
Uh-huh.
I had never actually been witness to this. Have you seen the therapy animals on planes?
Yeah.
I have not seen that yet. And so I got to see this woman who had a dog. Now, here's the deal. I'm not talking about you if you're blind, if you're a paraplegic, if you're a soldier with PTSD, if you have seizures. Like, I'm not talking about those people. So if you're one of those people, like, he's talking about my aunt. No, not you. I'm talking about the people that just want to fly with their dog.
Right.
And that's it. There's nothing wrong with them. They're like, well, I have anxiety. It's like, yeah, you're in a tube of pressurized air 30,000 feet above the ground. No, you have anxiety. Can you bleep that?
I will bleep that.
Okay. Like,
we have this automatic bleep button. It's
all
good.
Yeah. Like that. Like, that's why you have anxiety. Like, we all have anxiety. And I was asking her about it. Like, why are you playing? She goes, oh, well, my dog calmed me down. It's like, okay, well, all right. So you have a therapy dog because it calms you down. If that's the case, stick an orange vest on me. I'm a therapy dwarf. Okay? I want to be a therapy midget. I want to fly for free. And people, like, you just get on the plane, and I'm sitting in a seat, and some woman is, like, scratching the back of my head.
Right.
And, like, oh, no, it's my therapy dwarf.
You're, like, giving him compliments, making him happy.
Yes. And like, hell, I'm a comedian, for God's sakes. That's literally what my job is to make people happy.
You got yourself a second job right now. You can get free flights to the cities you perform in.
Yes.
You can get paid for that.
Yes.
You get a free flight.
Yes. They're therapy midget.
Some people's second jobs, they want to become, like, Uber drivers. You're just going to be a freaking plane.
Yeah, I'm going to be a therapy dwarf, and I'll make all the other people on the flight happy because, when they give me the peanuts, they're going to look so small in my hands, you know, and that's going to be adorable.
You can get on the intercom, do a little set,
yes,
you know?
Yes, absolutely. Like,
you need to get Frontier, Southwest, United, somebody on this.
Right, because I've been... Listen, it's not a trained dog. They say, like, oh, it's trained. No, this dog wasn't.
Yeah.
It was barking. It was going nuts. Of course it's going nuts. It looks out,
a regular dog.
Yeah, it looks out the window and goes, holy shit, I'm not supposed to be this high. Like, of course it's freaking out. Like, you're not disabled. You don't need that dog. You just want to fly with mittens.
Right.
That's it. You just don't want to leave mittens at home.
So as great of a week as it was with the Broncos winning the championship, also,
yeah.
You shot your Showtime special.
I did, my second Showtime special.
And you had a birthday.
I did. I turned 32, which is like 78 and dwarfed. So...
Is that the math? Is that how it
works? Yeah. That's kind of how it works. And it was great. So I had my birthday party, essentially, shooting my next special.
What a gift.
Yeah. Showtime was fantastic. We packed out a beautiful theater in Los Angeles, and that's going to probably be coming out in the summer. And now the challenge is I gotta write a whole new hour of material.
Oh, yeah.
That's the challenge of it.
How long, like when you're setting up for a special like that, how long does that take? How long does it take to get ready for that?
It took me, from my first Showtime special, Fun Size, which they still re-air the crap out of, it's great. Yeah. It took me a little less than a year to write the new hour. But the thing is thanks to Louis C.K., that's what everyone kind of expects now. Yeah. Everyone's like, okay, so when I see you next year, you'll have a brand new hour of material. You're like, that's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard to write an hour of material, of good material.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep that pace up, if I'm going to have... But it's just, I feel like I have to, because I don't want someone to see my special, want to see me live, then go see me live, then see the exact same hour that they just saw on TV. So I'm already trying to write new stuff and trying to get it out there. And
if you ever do like an album in the future, I suggest, it's just my you should come to Colorado. You should come to Comedy Works. You should let me sit in the front row so I could like laugh and hear
Absolutely.
Myself on the special.
Yes.
Feel like I was a part of it.
Well, I mean, there's been so many albums that have been recorded at Comedy Works, and some specials too. I know Joe Rogan did Rocky Mountain High at the Comedy Works. Was that at the Downtown Club? Yeah, and that was at the Downtown Club, which is still the best club in the country. You ask any comic that, and the Landmark Club is damn good as well. It's up there. So the people in Denver are very spoiled with their comedy and amazing local talent as well. So I would love to shoot a special here. In fact, I think, you know what? I'm just gonna come out and say it. My next special absolutely will be shot here.
Boom.
Guarantee
there we go.
Guarantee you that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I don't know if we're gonna do the. What's the theater here? The Paramount? Yeah. Where I think Bill Engvall is this weekend. It's funny because I'm going to sound really white right now, so I apologize in advance. My father plays golf with Bill Engvall.
Okay.
So, he started playing golf with him because they're both members of the... Oh, God, I sound so white. God, the only way I could be whiter is if I was wearing Uggs and drinking a pumpkin spice latte. This is nuts. But, yeah, my dad and Bill Engvall were member of the same club, and my dad walked up to him one day and said, like, hey, my son's a comedian, and I'm sure Bill hears that all the time, so he's like, yeah, your son's a comic. He does open mics. Great. And he's like, no, my son's Brad Williams. And I remember... Like, Bill, this I heard from my dad, but Bill kind of looked at my dad like, wait, your son's Brad Williams? Like, because my dad's tall.
Yeah.
My dad, like, people don't realize that about my parents. Like, because when people ask me, like, hey, where are your mom and dad from? They think I'm going to say, Narnia.
Yep.
And that's not where they're from. So, so Bill, like, looked at my dad. He's like, it's like, how are you his dad? Like, did someone, like... chip a mole off of you and it land in some radioactive waste and then it just became a human? Like, no, that's not how it happened. Now they play golf together. Bill...
Just in the future, change that story. Say my dad and him, they do craps on the corner.
Yeah. They
drinking 40s.
Yeah, they play bones.
Yep.
Yeah, they throw bones. Yeah, I know what bones are.
You can hit that story up whenever you want. It's all
good. I can. Oh, well, because, see, I can until people that know my dad would be like, absolutely not.
Right.
Like, I come from the whitest Leave It to Beaver is ghetto compared to my family. So it's pretty ridiculous.
So we got Brad Williams. He's at Comedy Works Landmark Village. You can get your tickets at comedyworks.com.
Yeah.
Like I said, when I was introing you, every single time you're here, you have some ridiculous story that you're like, really? Has anything happened in the last year since we've seen you?
Oh,
it sticks
Jesus.
Out in your head.
I was on a long flight, and I had to use the bathroom. So when I got to the airport, I run to the bathroom. Now there's a little bit of bathroom etiquette that I don't think you guys are aware of, and by guys I mean gentlemen. When you're in a public bathroom, fellas, stay the hell away from my urinal. Okay, so you're laughing because you know what urinal I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If there's women listening, they're like, what? He has a urinal? Yeah, in every bathroom across these United States, there's always two or three urinals that are way up high. There's always one that's way the hell down there, and that is mine.
Right.
That is my urinal. I don't care what you say. That's reserved for me or possibly your five-year-old son, Zachary, or maybe if you're a man with a two-foot penis.
Exactly.
That is all, okay? So I go to this bathroom, and there's all these open urinals. All these open urinals. It's a cornucopia. And then this guy, there's only one urinal that's being taken up. And guess which one? Mine.
Right.
So now I'm standing behind the guy. Now I'm like doing this like dwarf. I got a pee dance right behind him. Other people are walking into the bathroom. They see a dwarf dancing right behind a guy. They think I'm casting a spell on him or something. And then I just had this moment where I couldn't take it anymore. I just screamed at the guy. I'm like, excuse me, sir. And he turned around and he sees me. And this was his exact reaction. He just turned around, sees me, and just goes, no freaking way. Like just, like all that was missing was the Southwest Airline logo and like, boom, want to get away. Like that was it. But I was nice to the guy. Like I was nice. I just said, excuse me, sir. If that ever happens again, if I ever go to another bathroom and I see one of you tall a-holes and you're using my urinal, I will go full R. Kelly on your leg.
Especially when you have the whole line open.
Yes!
And you're 7 foot tall. Get
yes,
away. Yeah.
I can't use the big urinal, okay? Yeah. I haven't been doing enough Kegels to be able to do that. If I use the big urinal, I got to be like, pee, shut it off, pee, shut it off, pee, shut it off, like as I'm jumping up and down.
Gotta climb up,
yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
You shouldn't have to put that much work in it.
Yeah, so that's probably my ridiculous story that's happened since the last time I was here. That's the thing, man, is I always have these stories that just occur on the Rock Legends cruise, and that's the part about being a comedian. On the Rock Legends cruise, they stopped in Turks and Caicos, and on the island of Grand Turk, they kept talking about their airport that's named after one of the founding politicians of the island, like essentially one of the greatest politicians that they've had on that island, like their version of Ben Franklin or Thomas Jefferson or something like that. So they kept talking about it, and then they said, "This is our airport. It's named after him." And I go, "Awesome." They go, "Yes, we named this airport after him, Trump, 10 years after he died in a plane crash." And I go, "You named an airport after him? He died in a plane crash,
yeah.
You a-hole? Like, are you, like, wouldn't that be funny, though, if that happened to all of us? Like, if we all got something named after us?
The way you died.
The way you died, like, I would probably have a whorehouse named after me."
Right.
Yeah, like, because it would now be called the Lamar Odom Bunny Ranch. Like,
exactly.
That's what it would be called, so.
Although I think it's probably better that they named an airport as opposed to naming a specific plane.
Yeah,
because that'd be
a
plane I'd never want to be on.
No, yeah, it's like if they named something the Richie Valens plane. You'd be like, no, I'm not going to get it. Oh, no, this is Big Bopper Air. No, not going to do it. No, not going to do it.
Great country right there. Brad Williams is at Comedy Works Landmark Village. Tickets are at ComedyWorks.com. What's next for you, Brad?
Well, what's next for me is, I have a movie coming out in summer. It's going to be on Netflix. I did a Christopher Guest movie. You might know him as he does all the improvised movies. A Mighty Wind, Best in Show, Waiting for Guffman. This is Spinal Tap. He's in all that. So it was an improvised movie. It's called Mascots. I play a mascot called the Worm.
Okay.
Where they have an international mascot competition, and check this moment off my career bucket list. I got to improvise a scene with Fred Willard.
Nice.
Yeah, the great Fred Willard. Who?
Were you wearing a Worm outfit while this was happening? Or?
In the scene, I'm trying to get something off a high shelf, and then here's how Christopher Guest directs. Like in the scene, it's an improvised movie. There's no lines. He just said, okay, in the beginning of the scene, Brad, you're getting something off a high shelf. Fred, try to help him. And then by the end of it, you try to become his coach. And that's all. That's all we have. And then we just go. And it was so much fun because Fred Willard is a genius. For the young kids that may not recognize the name, he's in those direct TV commercials that are airing right now. He's the guy that's like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Firing everybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's him. But his career as an improviser is just insane. So that was an honor and a privilege to do that. So my special and that movie Mascots will be coming out in the summer, and you'll see me in that movie unless I got cut out of it and I haven't been told that yet, which is a possibility. It's definitely a possibility. My friend was a great comedian named Brody Stevens was cut out of a movie called Funny People, and he had a big part in it, and he was telling everyone like, "I'm in Funny People. It's gonna be great. Yes, that's a perfect Brody Stevens impression. Just so you know." And he's like, "I'm in Funny People. It's gonna be amazing." And then you saw Funny People, and he got cut out of it. So who knows?
With his entire family in the audience.
Yeah. So I mean, hell.
But I bet he was still super chipper and super excited.
Oh yeah. Well, and it stuff like that's happened to me before. Like, I was supposed to be in a Super Bowl commercial 3 years ago for Bud Light. So this is why you should always drink Coors or Fat Tire.
All day.
Coors or Fat Tire, all day, every day. Because Bud Light, they shot this commercial, which I thought was really great. It's this commercial where these people are coming to a party in the day, and they're like, "Oh wow, I really like all the lawn gnomes you put on your front lawn." Yeah. And then the owner of the house goes, "What lawn gnomes?" And then me dressed as a lawn gnome, I come to life, and then I run and I grab a cooler full of Bud Light that's in the backyard, and I just run off. I thought it was a very funny commercial. They told us, Super Bowl. This is a Super Bowl commercial. I was like, hell yeah. So I told everyone. I was like, and we're all watching the Super Bowl like, all right, which break is it going to be? And it never happened.
One Bud Light commercial goes, another one goes.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right,
yeah,
it's coming up. They're just progressing to the best one.
They ended up playing it like three times.
During the
Pro Bowl, which nobody watched. So it was fun.
Well, we got Brad Williams in town this week, so I think you are the good luck charm we need.
Right.
I think this is it.
Well, and here's why I know that I'm a good luck charm. Hopefully. The 2 weeks of the Super Bowl, I'm in Denver this week on the off week. And then next week, the week of the Super Bowl, I'm in Omaha. Omaha, which, by the way, I love the fact that in your airport, every flight that goes to Omaha has an exclamation point at the end of it. That is awesome.
Yep.
I love that. So, like, you just read it, you're like, Omaha! Like, it's awesome! You guys, like, that's why these are the absolute best fans. This is the best football town, and I'll be rooting hard for the Broncos on Super Bowl Sunday, or do we have to call it the big game because of lawsuits?
Super Bowl Sunday.
Denver
Broncos.
That's
are
the game. That's the game.
Exactly.
Getting ready for the big game. Yeah. It's a Super Bowl.
The championship
game. Yeah, the big championship game.
Yeah.
No, shut up.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's a damn Super Bowl. Eat some nachos and enjoy yourself.
Exactly. and drink Coors Light.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we want to thank you for making time for us.
Always a pleasure, man.
He's the luck that's going to get us the win, so you got to go see him this weekend at Comedy Works. Get your tickets at comedyworks.com. Brad Williams, thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Always a pleasure.